Fast Eddie in the studio here with Mike Lambert and Brittany Jean, the Vixens for Veterans Project. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Are you having fun at Oshkosh?
Absolutely.
This is your first time?
This is my first time.
What were the high points so far?
Well, I've got to meet Bud Anderson, and I got to shoot with him on his plane.
This is going to go into the calendar, right?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to be with Bud Anderson on the calendar?
Possibly.
That'd be a good contrast. Pretty girl and fighter ace.
Yes.
Not a bad thing at all. What are you doing with this Vixens for Veterans project?
Vixens for Veterans is a nonprofit project. We are creating a calendar and coffee table book. And once we get into selling, 100% of the profits are going to aid services for veterans with PTSD.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Mark and I collaborated on the idea a few months ago. Mark has been in military photography for a very long time. And when I got involved in Cincinnati doing volunteer work with local veterans there, we decided it would be great to come up with a concept where we could create calendars or books, things of that nature to sell where the profits can benefit our veterans.
How long have you been working on this project?
Over 6 months now.
Oh, you're just getting started then.
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of members of the Warbird community come up to you and say, hey, you know, we'll let you use our airplane for your photo shoots?
We're getting to that point, I believe. Yeah.
Have you talked to anybody here at Oshkosh about that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of strange run-ins. I've been working with them kind of to help them coordinate because neither of them were really into the aviation community so much. So that's where I came in. I'm actually from a separate group, but I'm a veteran and I do have mild PTSD. So their cause was something that was very close to my heart. And I said, sure, let me see what we can set up for you. So myself and another person have been working to put them together with people.
Do you have any plans on shooting with, say, more modern aircraft?
I think for right now we're keeping it the traditional 1940s World War II era.
So once you get started on this, are there any limitations on the travel that you will do to get to, say, a one-of-a-kind aircraft?
I think Mark is going for gold here. I mean, he's from Australia, so he has been working for months now in Australia with Warbirds out there. So we started our U.S. tour in L.A. and we're continuing on after Oshkosh to Texas. And we have plans to go back to Australia, to go to the U.K., all over the place.
The first aircraft they actually shot with in the U.S. was CAF's FM2 Wildcat down in L.A., and we worked with Daniel Watring to get that set up. And
it's a rare investment. There are a lot of people probably asking for time with the aircraft to do all kinds of things with them besides just calendars. So you're going to Texas. Where are you headed from Texas?
We actually just secured a museum in Austin, Texas, and we're also shooting in Dallas, Texas.
Are you ever going to get out of Texas?
Yes, we're spending just a few days there before we head back up to Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from.
So do you have other models that are being photographed with the aircraft as well, or is it just strictly you?
Well, as I am the spokesmodel, there will be a lot of pictures of me, but we are working with other models throughout the United States.
And where have you found these other models?
We found a couple models in Seattle and L.A., and in Texas there's going to be a lot of models, even burlesque dancers involved.
Are these going to be single model shoots, or are you going to have, say, several girls with the aircraft?
We might play around with several girls with the aircraft, but I think it's easier and more respectful to the aircraft and Warbird owners if it's just a one-on-one kind of thing.
So you're involved with bringing back the classic Warbird pinup girl then?
Yes.
The 1940s dress, the 1940s look, the 1940s aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea for it? Was it just a lightning bolt or something you just really wanted to do?
I've been a pinup model for almost 10 years now. So that was something when Mark and I started collaborating on the project that I expressed to him that it would be really important to keep the traditional conservative classic pinup style.
And why did you go with the veterans, the PTSD and everything? What was the story behind that?
Well, like I said, I do a lot of volunteer work back in my hometown with our local veterans. I have a lot of friends and family that are in the service. My family has served for decades serving our country. So there's a lot of pride.
It's something you feel pretty strongly about.
Absolutely.
Now, this sounds like a pretty complicated project. What kind of partners do you have?
For the most part, we've been working a lot with EAA. We got to do a shoot with Marge. We're supposed to shoot with Aluminum Overcast, CAF. And then as far as personnel and sort of a coordination and staffing type thing, I think that's pretty much what my website has kicked in and done. And that would be Alert 5 Military Aviation. And we've been sort of the aviation side of helping them out, because obviously they know how to find talent and they've got fantastic photographer. And we've just kind of been the one that's going, let's keep on schedule, let's keep going. Here's where you're going next to. So,
are there any particular aircraft that you're looking for?
The rarer, the better. The big name ones are obviously going to be the P-51. They want the Corsair. Brittany's actually really excited about the Corsair. So
yes,
that's one that we've been trying to get a hold of. P-38, it'd be really great to get a Spitfire here in the States, but they're unfortunately pretty rare.
When is this calendar going to be done?
We're going to have everything ready to go before Christmas.
That's going to be a pretty tight schedule. This is August already.
Yes.
Are you going to go back overseas again?
When Mark returns to Australia on the 11th, he is going to work pretty much night and day to edit all our photos and get everything put together.
You know, that's a question I've always wanted to ask. When you set up a photo shoot with an airplane, how many pictures does the photographer actually take?
Sometimes he can nail the shot within 5 pictures. Sometimes it takes 100.
Wow. And then, of course, you set up to do different clothing, different poses, mm-hmm. different makeup, and that kind of stuff. So you're not just shooting one pose with an aircraft. You're actually doing multiple ones,
mm-hmm.
which means that you're there pretty much all day.
It can take a while, yeah.
If I heard you on the radio, how would I get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/VIX, 4 vets. You can also email us. It's info@vixensforveterans.com.
Sounds good. And that way, anybody that has a particular aircraft, they can contact you and be surrounded by pretty women and cool airplanes and get famous in a calendar.
Absolutely.
Are you going to be offering anything else other than the calendar or the coffee table book?
Yeah, we will be releasing prints, postcards, key rings, little things like that.
Well, it sounds like you've got yourself a busy schedule and quite an ambitious project.
Absolutely.
And of course, this is all for the veterans. Once
yes.
once you take care of the bills, everything else goes right to the veterans with PTSD.
Yes.
And have you gotten a good reaction from people when you tell them that?
Absolutely. People are pretty excited to hear about it.
Have there been any unusual goings-on that we should know about? I mean, you're a pretty woman and you're walking
Thank
around
you.
A place with some extraordinary aircraft. Have you ever been approached for model shoots other than for, say, your calendar?
Yes, actually. Several people have grabbed me by the side and said, hey, can you shoot with my aircraft? What'll it take? You know, I'll pay you to shoot with my aircraft. So it's been fun. It's been interesting.
Oh, I'm sure that pilots, they like pretty things. And put you next to the airplane, life would be good for all of us. And you're also going to raise some money for
yes.
the veterans with PTSD.
Absolutely.
There's far too many of them. Well, I'm Fast Eddie, and we've been talking to Brittany Jean and Mike Lambert of the Vixens for Veterans Project. This is EAA Radio.